Proclamation number 7416 of 26th of September, 1959. Love is the most important thing. And this I tell you again and again, that it contributes much to your spiritual liberation when you constantly only practice love, when you make an effort to live according to my divine commandments, which always only demand love for me and for the neighbor. Again and again I have to speak of love because it is the most important and yet also the most neglected by you, because you are all still very indifferent, and no matter how urgently I teach and admonish you, you still think too much of yourselves and cannot free yourselves from your self-love. And as long as you are also negligent in the fulfillment of the commandment of neighborly love, and you therefore also only make few steps forward, where you still have to cover long distances to reach your soul maturity, you will listen to it when my divine love teaching is proclaimed to you, but you do not take it as seriously as it should be taken. And therefore I must again and again hold these two important commandments before your eyes. I must constantly point out to you the effect of the fulfillment of my commandments, so that you grasp the great importance, which is based on these two commandments of mine. The fulfillment of these commandments alone brings about the change of nature for the purpose of which you dwell on earth, or also, it is love which you lack and therefore find yourselves in an unhappy state. Love should flare up again in you and flare up to a bright glow. Then your being is again according to the original being and your state is a blessed one. And you are indifferent to the commandments of love. You do not do much to reach your former state of bliss. But without love your being does not change. And you are therefore addressed by me again and again, and the divine teaching of love is submitted to you again and again until you subject yourselves to a strict self-criticism how far self-love still dominates you. If you yourselves can stand back and sacrifice for your neighbor who is in need, then your self-love is smaller. And then your being will soon only be love, and you have reached your earthly aim. I do not demand much from you and yet again everything, for I demand that you give yourselves up for the sake of your neighbor. Which, however, is not to mean that I demand of you to go down below the just measure of self-love. But you should not exceed this measure. You should grant your neighbor what you demand for yourselves, and you will see how giving will make you happy, how you will soon feel your own happiness and no longer have the feeling to make a sacrifice, because you yourselves trigger joy in you and always become more willing, the more your soul matures. Then it will also feel that it only passes through here on earth in order to reach its true home. And it will only live and spur it allies itself, because love then glows through it in such a way that it knows about everything, that it stands in the brightest realization and separates itself completely from the earthly world, although it still fulfills its duty according to its physical existence. But it knows the way and goes it unswervingly. It has accomplished the transformation of being, which is the purpose and aim of its existence on earth. Amen.